Today, the beginning of Lent, we are going to focus this particular week on the military that we have in our county. We have several bases. We serve the Army, Marine, and Air Force, and National Guard have bases and training centers in our county. The reason for the music in the background is in Afghanistan, we lost 13 soldiers. 4 came from California, 1 from our county. Most of them were Marines, but each day we are going to play this in the background in remembrance of the fact that each military soldier, male or female, and there were 2 females that died and 11 males that were killed in Afghanistan, that it affects people's families. So as we pray for them today, we want you to help you understand the importance of the choices that they make are potentially life and death. So we're going to move on to their song, the Army song called March Grandioso, which has a little more excitement to it. And we want to help you pray today for the Army in our county. How does that affect us personally? Well, besides potentially having a member potentially being killed in combat, they're also faced with a lot of other issues. For example, you may know of somebody who is serving right now in the military. I have a neighbor across the street whose grandson is in Ukraine right now. We know with this Ukraine invasion that all the military are on alert because of the threat for a nuclear attack and also a cyber attack, both of which are very important for all of us to be aware of. So let's pray for the Army today. So take time today, just a few minutes, or as you think of them, pray for the Army. Here are some things to pray for, and we'll begin praying for them right now, but this is not an exhaustive list. I'm sure you'll come up with other ideas. We have just provided you as many as we can. So Father God, we pray for those that might be sent to war, not just in Ukraine, but in other areas, Taiwan, the Middle East. There are things happening around the world even as we speak. So I pray, Father God, that you would protect the troops that are sent, help them to write a letter that would, just in case they get taken, Father, that would bless their families, encourage them, give them hope, give them strength, and to be able to move on. We pray for those that are deployed, that might be deployed. We know that they usually experience both fear and excitement. This is what they've been trained for. So some are excited about getting ready to go and others are freaking out. So God, we pray for them to have a sense of peace, a sense of duty. We pray for the leaders, their commanding officers, to be able to give them that coaching speech that would rile them up for good and protect them and build their confidence. We pray for their families, especially the spouses and the children who will be left behind, or even those that are in the military right now being trained and sometimes are away from their families for a period of time. We pray, God, that there would be support groups that are Christians. We pray for churches in the area to reach out to the military and find ways to encourage them, providing Bible study support, both physical, emotional. They just need time together with others to not feel like they're alone. We pray for their extended family to support the members, to send packages, to send letters, to contact them when and if they can. That is so important to the military when they are not at home. We pray for the civilians that are working with these guys and gals. We pray, God, that there will be Christian civilians that will be placed by you, O God, to help minister to these people and pray for them. We pray for the contractors, the same, that you would bring in Christian ones. And then, Father, we pray for the varying places the different groups that are actually at Fort Irwin National Training Center that's in Barstow that supports, trains, and recruits the Army, the Special Forces of the Army. So we pray for the 11th Armored Cavalry Regiment, the 916th Support Brigade, the National Training Center Operations Group, the Network Enterprise Center, the group that works with other branches, the Navy, Coast Guard, Marine, and Air Force, the Joint Center of Excellence. We pray for the Mission and Installation Contracting Command that works with civilians. We pray for the Reserve Component Operations Command and Training, for those that are going to be in the reserves that continue to work with the military post their tours once they're done. We pray for the Special Forces recruiting Fort Irwin. The Special Forces are often the ones that are potentially have the most dangerous jobs. We pray specifically for their protection. The National Training Center staff, the Army Community Hospital that is there. We pray, God, for the medical staff to help the veterans with post-traumatic stress disorder. We pray that they would lessen the drugs that they give them and teach them how to cope with it and find creative ways to deal with the things that they saw and personally experienced. We pray for the chaplains and ask, God, that you would give chaplains who truly, truly know you and will have such a boldness to share the gospel with the soldiers. We pray for believing soldiers to share their faith with one another, to pray, to offer that prayer. And we pray for intercessors to rise up and to pray and claim the Army personnel, family members, and those associated with it in our county for Jesus. Amen.